Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is George. George, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Inviting me to your show. Great. I'm fine also.
So nice of you. So, George, let us know where you live and what you do.
I live in Georgia and now I'm working on my family startup. I want to make this company from a family startup to international company, and I'm in the process of this now.
Awesome. So let us know what is the exact work that you are doing in your company.
Okay, so I'll just tell a little bit long story, but it will be short. So I've been like a marketing background guy for over 25 years. I was working for different companies, international FMCG or local ones and so on. So, and just last 4 years, I decided to start my own business because I think it was a time. And I came out to the idea that we have very delicious Georgian food, and one of them is a khachapuri. And I wanted to make this khachapuri sales export from Georgia. So point is that it is very tasteful. Everybody likes it. Our guests, local people, so who tried it, they just fell in love. And we don't share this to the many people. Of course, you can try in some bigger cities now because it is getting in trendy and popular, but it's very hard to find them. And it's a very small room. People can have access at this moment. So my point was that to make khachapuri varieties, high quality, frozen format. And so this is the process I'm going through now. As I said, I had an idea, and we have one of the popularity of this khachapuri. It is called Acharuli Khachapuri Kit. So I came across to the solution, and I'll just show you to really quickly. So this is like my first MVP product. Here you can see the crust. This is a half-baked sourdough crust. And then up here, I have a filling of the cheese. This is just cheese, nothing else. And you just grab it from the freezer. You put this cheese here inside, and like in 10 minutes, you have a ready dish, which is pretty hard to make because you have to have too much skills to make it from the scratch. It's kind of time consuming and not that easy. So you can have it in 10 minutes. And also I have some varieties of this product, plus the other version of khachapuri, which is a ready to bake option. Here you have to assemble to make something. And I'm working to also broaden my products because we have naturally very good product portfolio of the khachapuris, because each region of Georgia has its own variety of khachapuri, wine, and also I would add folk music. I had the opportunity to test this product among Western consumers, some companies in Germany and in the Netherlands, to be in concrete, and I found a solution to produce it industrially. Like, it will be half artisan production, half industrial, but I have an opportunity to have a big volumes, including clean label, and of course the quality standards. So now I'm working to get some partners to propose my product, but still, you know, I have to make this factory going on and so on and so on. So this is just a little bit about this project at this moment. What I have in goals is that after a while, when I have it ready, I'll be, of course, selling it locally, and I'll be making export. And gradually, I would like to target, of course, United States market, because I have very great memories about the United States. I studied in Omaha, Nebraska. A while ago, I graduated from high school, and then I was 1 year going to University of Nebraska at Omaha, and I have there very great host family, friends, family members, and so on. So what I think at this moment, which I presented it visually, like from here, when very many friends of mine, they would say that they have heard about this product and they would like to try it. So one day it will be available definitely in the States, and my journey will be like from Georgian Bowl to Super Bowl. That's what I am planning, because kind of this part is like a bowl kind of thing. So I want to be first Georgian company who advertises on the Super Bowl. So that's a little bit
awesome. So let us know how you are doing the marketing of this product. Are you marketing it on the social media, or you are marketing it on the offline market?
Actually, for the local market, because I'm presented now only here, I use, of course, social media. But first thing what I've done was that I participated in like street food festivals and markets. So I had an opportunity to present my product there and gain some popularity there. So nowadays I use in-store promotion, I use social media, and when I have some promotions, I use some extra help to get effect on these marketing activities. But at this moment still, my goal is to find solutions for the industrial production, and I plan to have more activities like later to push this product, because that's kind of my plan now. I have to get done some other things, and also testing, receiving some feedback and analyzing. So I have a killer plan when I actually start big sales.
Awesome. So you're making a lot of plans. So what do you think, what are some mistakes you wish you could have avoided in the history?
You know, I was a marketing guy. I wasn't a baker at all. But you know how to say, always you have to make things happen. You have to work on your idea. And you know, mistakes, they are good for you. You know, mistakes are challenges that gives you opportunity to be better, to be stronger, to be more effective. Of course, there may be some things I could done the other way or so on, but there are challenges. So you won't hurt yourself, you know, especially. But otherwise, every challenge, every mistake, you know, it's an opportunity to be better on the next day. There will be some things, but yeah, they're okay. That's the life. So you have to just always try to be better.
All right. So what are some of the biggest challenges you are facing at this point?
Challenges is that I have an idea. I have this product working. It's tested. I have sales. But the main issue is that I need some investments to go big, to have a factory. It should be like industrialized, which has a possibility to produce some volumes, which means that you have quality control, and etc., etc. So it's you know, in everywhere it's kind of hard to get your idea to the reality. But now I'm working extensively for my pitch deck. I have finalized my production cycle. I have gone through recommendations and consultancies through Western guys who have a big experience in producing frozen bakery food. And now I'm going to this another stage, which is finding these finance solutions. And so that's the issue what I have now. But first issue was that first everybody hadn't, I would say, not really, they were thinking that this product is not interesting, you know, some of my friends. So the first challenge was to create this product. Then the next challenge was to go to give the people try an opportunity. So what I'm seeing that these little challenges are overcome now, and now we're facing this next challenge. Hopefully it will be also overcome. And then I'll be, you know, moving faster, because, you know, you haven't stopped to the goal you have achieved, and you have to always just move forward and forward. So at this moment, the challenge is to find this financing solution, but I'm very optimistic for it, and I'm just making my plan to be much better without any questions. So I'll move to the other stage, because I have still many things to do.
All right. So how you define your targeted audience? Like, who is the one who like your product? Because there's always a segregation of audience. There are some people who don't like spices. There are some people who really like spices. So sort of like that. So who is the one who will be going to like your product?
At first, just to be more detailed about this khachapuri, it is combination of baked bread and cheese. So it is very simple recipe. This is very ancient recipe. And there's like, you know, two main ingredients, flour and cheese, and it's baked. So this, and the less ingredients means that it is less allergic and suitable for more widened people. And also, that's the kind of point that it's a very simple dish. As you know, the market of the frozen pizza is a huge. So they already have many consumers. It's evaluated over $25 billion, just talking about frozen pizza. So the leg khachapuri has, it's about, of course, khachapuri at this moment has a less name than pizza, but our consumers will be the people who have already heard about this dish, because nowadays in social network, there's lots more information about this product and many people are interested. So the people who like to try new food, people who like to try simple food, people who love to try like delicious food, who want to make the home like kind of a family baking experience, people who are busy because it's kind of pretty time consuming to make this. You may be very enthusiastic, but you know, you don't have time or ingredients and so on to make it from the scratch. So I give an opportunity to many different people who have tried about this, heard about this product, and they would like to try. But as soon as we go in retail, we'll have a marketing activities at all, because it doesn't matter how your product is good. If you don't give a chance people to try, to hear about it, to sample it, you won't get success. So we will use potential of already known customers who are willing to try it, and then we'll work for the other consumers, because we have lots of advantages they could share and enjoy it with us. So the main point will be that when you try our product, when you try Khachapuri, you will be satisfied, and you'll be satisfied. So this is a feedback from our consumers, and we want to keep in that way and give the opportunity from young ages to elder ages to enjoy this dish, because they were missing it all their life.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So what's the ratio of customers, retail and online? How many orders you are getting online and how many orders you are getting from the retail?
My digits won't be relevant now, because the frozen food market, and especially in Khachapuri area, you know, it's not developed in Georgia. It's totally different value and so on. In Georgia, you know, there is lots of Khachapuri bakeries. You know, you go every 50 yards or more, you'll see two or three of them. So they have all their own recipes plus family recipes and so on and so on. But so what isn't developed in Georgia is this industrial Khachapuri. It is not. So I'm like making these first steps to make this kit and Imeruli and the other versions as it's supposed to be. So that's also the challenging, that I'm just using all these recipes and everything, and I want to modernize to produce it in a quality way and in match version. So this moment, most of my sales come on retail brick and shops, but also I have sales in like kind of, you have like delivery, DoorDash, I think something like Uber and so not Uber, but yeah, on these cloud markets and so on. And also I'm working on this frozen food market to get popularized in Georgia, because you have very few choices here at this moment.
All right. So you are selling this on your own website as well?
Yes, I sell it on my website, as well as on the other big retailers in Georgia.
Yeah.
But at this moment, I only have sales within Georgia, which I have to change.
All right. So, Jordan, what are your short-term goals like in next 3 to 6 months?
As I said, maybe within 2 weeks or 1 week, I will have the plan ready, which is very optimistic, very nice one. And I'll have several meetings, and within a month or two, I'm going to close this deal. And then I'll move on the next, which is assembling the factory, you know, ordering these lines. And within a year, I suppose to have it ready. So next year, I will have the first export sales with all these necessary certifications and regulations and so on. So when I have to talk with the retailer, and when they ask this issue, because it is very important, so they won't have any issues about product, about quality and so on. So it will be done in like Western standards. And after it, as soon as I have it ready, I'll be working with B2B, with B2C consumers. I will be involved in expos, and that's kind of my job. I will be like selling this product, you know, after that. So I'll use all the opportunity to show my product a chance, because, you know, when you're looking somewhere, you can just take from the pocket, and then you can just, if there's an oven, you know, you can give a try or so on. So, and from my previous experience, the main, most important thing is that you have to give a try. I'll be using all these tricks and channels to effectively promote my product, increase sales, go to the big retailers, and be active and among the consumers.
Awesome. So in terms of your own business, how do you measure the success?
It can be measured in different ways. It can be measured in, of course, the final definition is within money. But this moment, as far as we're like small company and going farther, the most valuable measurement is our feedback, which we receive from the consumers, which we receive when we sell our product and when they have the direct access to it. it. And when they try and when they see their faces, when we see reorders, that means that we're on the right direction and we're going to the correct way. And that's the success. So you move from one or two step forward and you have this feedback, it means that you have to make the others.
So let me know, like, what would be your revenue, not the revenue, but like, where will you be after 1 or 2 years, like in terms of your revenue will be 2x, 3x or 4x?
I'll tell you exactly. So when I open the factory, the third year, I'll have a revenue over $54 million and with the profit margin 45-48%. You know, that's my revenue. So I'll have that one.
Awesome. And you are still working on increasing your revenue or you're working on increasing your profit margin? Because every company has to define at some point that where they had to work. They need more revenue or they need more profit margin.
And now my approach is that what I've solved that after this industrialization, I will have very effective cost of the product and I will have very good selling price. Previously, I was working on that. I was working on this issue. I had all these negotiations to find out the solution. So I had some visits and so on. So I came across all these issues effectively. And now that's very promising that I have opportunity to have a profitable financial plan. And when I hit some volumes, it isn't very big volumes. You know, what I have found out, it will be like just, it isn't like too huge. I will receive this revenue because I will have very good product cost. Then I will be also trying to include and add some other portfolios. So I'll be like always thinking to increase revenue. So I have a possibilities to increase the revenue because I'll have some different products. But I'll be sticking, of course, about these food products at this moment. So it's all about Khachapuri and varieties. Yeah, I'll just tell you also one little story about me that here's the main cheese is the main component of this food, but I've never eaten cheese in my life, like regular cheese, raw cheese, something like that. I've never eaten. So in that case, my wife and partner, Natia, she is the expert of the cheese. And when it's about the cheese, she's solving that issue. And kind of it's funny that everybody's asking that which cheese I like or whatever, whatever. And when I say that I don't eat cheese, but I eat cheese in Khachapuri, by the way, and in pizza also. But as a regular cheese, I've never tried. So that's a little...
Yeah, what would be your biggest piece of advice for the entrepreneurs who are going to start their business?
Yeah, just make your idea, make your goal. You know, just have a relevant brainstorming and just go for it. I used to work since 96. I had my first job in the States. It was, you know, very still babysitting or whatever, but I had these first jobs in the States. And when I returned, I continued here and never had a gap between my works, but I was always working for somebody. Yeah, it's good, no, but perfect. Everything's good. But you have to have your own business. I think that's much better. Of course, it has many pros and minuses and pluses, but you will do it from your heart. You have to go give too much effort than you're working maybe for the regular company, but result is different. So it's also result, not you only receive a salary at the end of the month, you know, for the work you have done, but it is like much more reward. So, and if you're a challenging guy, you think you can make it, why not? You know, make a plan, just go ahead and make it. You don't succeed in one or two projects, you will be successful in the other one, but you have to never stop and just move forward, do anything.
Awesome. So let us know how we can reach you, like how our viewers can reach you and how they can buy your product. You can share your website.
My website is www.chizzy.com. But it's only available now in Georgia. And as soon as I go abroad, I'll have a local website and I'll inform consumers that we are in the area, we're in the country, and they have to go and find our product. So they have to enjoy it.
Thanks, George. It was really nice talking to you. Thanks for giving us some time. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks for this show. And I also wish you all the best.
So nice of you, George. Have a good day. Bye-bye.